Egypt's birthplace of divine religions. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome to the third part of Quds, Birthplace of Divine Religions. In this program, we are going to discuss the Crusades and change of control of Quds between Muslims and the European Crusaders in over two centuries. Donald Trump's act in recognizing Al-Quds as the capital of the fake Israeli regime has caused political and social unrest in West Asia and beyond. In the previous program, we talked about Salahuddin Ayyubi's attack in 583 AH to liberate Quds from the occupation of Crusaders after over 9 years. The Crusades lasted two centuries. Historians consider the issue of Palestine and Beit al-Muqaddas and paying of tribute by Christians of this city to Muslims as the main causes of the Crusades. The Crusades, or the so-called Holy Wars, started in 1095 and ended in 1291, spanning almost two centuries of war and bloodshed. In those years, Europe was the center of despotic rule of the Church. The Pope made a trick to begin war, and the priests and bishops sycophantically spread rumors that the signs of the re-emergence of Jesus had been revealed in Palestine. Therefore, a large number of Christians set out for Beit al-Muqaddas, what the Westerners called Jerusalem, to watch the reappearance of their beloved prophet. The priests each year postponed the promise of Jesus' reappearance to the following year and in a bid to increase the number of pilgrims. At the very beginning, one of the popes, who headed to Beit al-Muqaddas with 700 pilgrims, returned from the islands of Cyprus to Europe and spread the rumor that Muslims had prevented their entry into the city. This big lie ignited the flames of a war which lingered for nearly two centuries and killed millions of innocent people. As the priest spread his rumor, some 700,000 people from the poor masses, together with a number of knights, set out for Beit al-Muqaddas. As the crowd was marching toward the holy city, people from different lands joined it so that the number of troops mounted to millions, according to some accounts. After 3 years of war and plunder, only 40,000 people arrived in Beit al-Muqaddas, and the rest were either killed in war with Muslims or died of diseases on the way to Al-Quds. Following the long siege of Al-Quds and a tough battle, the Crusaders entered the city and embarked on a large-scale massacre and took everything as booties. The commander of the Crusaders, who later on became the King of Palestine, in a report to the Pope wrote, "If you want to know what we did with the enemies who fell in our hands in Al-Quds, you should know that our forces in Solomon's temple plunged in the seas of Muslims' blood." Thus, the Christians ruled over Palestine for 9 years. In the final phases of the second phase of Crusades from 1147 to 1149, Kurdish commander Salahuddin Ayyubi killed the Crusaders, liberated Beit al-Muqaddas, and expelled the Crusaders from Syria, Egypt, and other countries. Supporting forces joined the Crusaders from Europe and continued the war until the third phase of the Crusades began, lasting from 1189 to 1192. The Pope, who considered collapse of Beit al-Muqaddas as humiliation for Christians, issued the decree of war. The emperors and popes put aside their differences Because of this failure, and the French and British kings entered the war directly and gained broad victories and launched another massacre of Muslims. After the death of Salahuddin Ayyubi, the Ayyubi dynasty survived, and in Europe, after fierce struggles between the Pope and the Sultans, Pope Lotario de' Conti di Segni, known as Pope Innocent III, excommunicated the sultans and ordered war against Muslims. Thus, only 3 years after peace, war broke out as the fourth phase of Crusades began. The Crusaders conquered Constantinople and chose a king, and the fourth phase ended. The fifth phase of Crusades was kindled with a provocation of Pope Innocent III and his successor. The popes called on European kings to recapture Bayt al-Muqaddas, but they did not accept, and the pope issued a decree of war against Muslims. In the fifth war, the Crusaders were defeated and returned to their land. The sixth phase of Crusades broke out with the provocation of Pope Cencio Savelli, that is Honorius III. German King Friedrich first accepted the latter's bid but then regretted it. Thus, he detained the Pope and personally set out for Bayt al-Muqaddas. Because of the intense differences among Ayyubi sultans, Muslims signed a truce with the Crusaders to give them Bayt al-Muqaddas, but Al-Aqsa Mosque remained in the hand of Muslims. The Seventh Crusade broke out with the offensive of St. Louis in Egypt in 1248. Since the Crusaders were defeated in Gaza, Louis was seeking to compensate for it, but he was defeated and arrested. He was imprisoned and released after paying colossal reparations to Muslims. By the end of the Seventh Crusade and the death of the last Ayyubi king, a Muslim dynasty called Mamluks took reign of affairs for over three centuries and liberated Bayt al-Muqaddas. They defeated the Mughal army in the attack on Bayt al-Muqaddas and killed the survivors of the Crusades in Akka. On the other hand, the Ottoman dynasty was founded with long wars and great conquests of Osman Ghazi in a battle against the Mongols and Greeks. Osman died in 1326 and his successors came to power until it was the turn of Sultan Muhammad Fatih. Sultan Muhammad Fatih in 1453 conquered Constantinople, the most important center of Crusaders' power and the Eastern Roman capital, chased Crusaders across Europe, and continued his conquest in Europe, Asia, and Africa. The conquest of Constantinople was a turning point in the history of Europe, and as with the Crusades, Muslim knowledge and civilization found way to Europe, which was immersed in darkness. This was also the end of the medieval ages, and it was the source of Renaissance. Constantinople became the capital of Ottoman Empire for 500 years. Consequently, significant progress were made in industry, literature, architecture, tourism, and development in the Ottoman Empire, and the European states were in constant fear of it. After the Industrial Revolution, the face of Europe was rapidly changing. The Europeans surpassed Muslims in various fields of science and technology. Muslims fell into a long sleep at this time, but Europe, with the advent of its industries and the mass production and excessive production at its markets, needed foreign market to export surplus production and the supply of raw materials. So, they began the colonization of other lands and exploitation of their resources and population. If we examine the developments West Asia in history, we will find that one of the major causes of this region's development is the Palestinian land and the geopolitical significance of Bayt al-Muqaddas. Hence, during various periods, Palestine has been a scene of conflicts and wars in order to achieve sovereignty over Bayt al-Muqaddas. But in the present time, with the advent of colonialists in West Asia and occupation of Islamic territories, including Palestine, and the then illegal establishment of the Zionist regime, a new arena of conflicts has begun.